Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that international Bible teacher of teachers, Seer Israel of Seed. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live, Yahuwah's radio, not a part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, bottom part of the Sabbath day. We are live at Camp 1. The memo's in for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everybody ready to go for the bottom part of the Sabbath day. And be mindful of the feast day coming up next week called Purim. It will be on a Wednesday night when the sun sets on the 13th, Wednesday night and Thursday night. All of the camps will be available. Gates will be open of all 6 camps. So Yahuwah bid you all bottom part of Sabbath day. Enjoy. The elders and the young lion teachers has already got the hammer down, so we're just going to wear back and cop the message. All right. Enjoy. Shalom.
What did we read?
And it shall be our righteousness.
That's the word we wish to find out about, right? This word righteousness. The writer in Acts was that Roman, which was the apostle called Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 10 says, for with the mind man believeth unto righteousness. That ain't gonna never finish that. Verse number 10, they ain't gonna never read that, right? Deuteronomy 6:25, where does this righteousness we gotta believe in, Sister Amy?
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall be our righteousness.
And it shall be our righteousness.
If we observe to do all these commandments for Yahuwah.
Come on.
Your Yahuwah. As he has commanded us.
So we got to put our faith in doing these commandments, right? That's what we got to believe in Yahuwah's commandments, right?
Yes.
And we know James said, you know, faith without works is what?
Hey.
So we got to believe unto righteousness. Let's go back to that. Romans 10, verse number 10, young man. What else we got to do?
All right, back to Romans chapter 10, verse 10. I'm in the middle of verse 10. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Hold on. You said confession is made unto salvation, right? Now, how do we become saved? And what we become saved from is the question. How do we obtain this salvation thing? How do we obtain salvation? From the Matthew, let's call that the one that Moses said we better hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's let him tell us what we better be about, right? The book of Matthew, chapter 19, from the ABS TV, let's look at 16 and 17. We're going to run it all the way down, right? Matthew 19, 16 to 17, to say this speaking, see Roger. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16 and 17.
Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16 and 17.
What did he say?
Verse And behold, one came and said unto him,
what do you say?
Good master.
Good master.
What good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Now, eternal life is being receiving salvation, right? Is that what eternal life is? Salvation.
Right.
Verse number 17. What did he say we got to do to obtain salvation? Did he say all we got to do is confess and believe in our heart? But what did the master say?
Matthew chapter 19, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him,
what he said?
Why callest you me good?
Why you call me good? What you trying to slip up on me for? Come here.
There is none good but one.
There is none good but one. Come on.
That is Yahweh.
Yahweh the Father. Come on.
If you will enter into life.
If you want salvation.
Keep the Torah instructions.
You got to keep my commandments, right? They ain't going to go that far with this Romans 10, but we're going to take it out of the way, right? That's what we're going to do, F-B-O-T-T-Y. We're going to read it and rightly divide the word of truth. The book of 1 John, run back there, mother. Well, all this started, brother. 1 John chapter 1. And let's reread that 3 through 6. 1
John.
1 John chapter 1, 3 through 6. Mother Israel will see you rocking.
1 John chapter
1. Mm-hmm.
Let's see
3
through
6. Come on with it. Book of 1 John chapter 1. Verse number 3 through 6. Mother Israel will see you rocking.
1 John chapter 1. Verse 3 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
That which we have seen.
That which we have seen.
And heard.
Mm-hmm.
Declare we unto you.
Come on with.
That you also may have fellowship
with
us.
Mm-hmm.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father. Yahweh's Father.
Come on.
And with his Son. Yahweh's Son.
Come on with.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And these things write we unto you.
That what?
That your joy may be fulfilled.
That your joy may be
full.
Verse number 5, what do you say?
Verse 5.
Come on, mother.
This then is the message.
This then is the message.
Which we have heard of him.
Come on.
And declared unto you.
That what?
That Yahweh is life.
That Yahweh is life. Go ahead.
In him is no darkness at all.
And in him ain't no darkness at all. Is that what we read? Verse number 6, what do you say?
If we say that we have fellowship.
Now, if we say we got fellowship.
With him.
Uh-huh.
And walk in darkness.
And we operate in darkness, what about it?
We lie.
We lie.
And do not the truth.
Now, John didn't bite his tongue, really. He told you exactly how his teeth is, right? Is that what John said? But let's see what this lie is talking about. Let's run to the book of Psalms. Mothers of Israel, 119, 105. Psalm 119, 105. What is it like that we got to operate in? Book of Psalm 119, verse number 105, Mothers of Israel, see you. What is it like that John, the beloved, is trying to get us to understand that we got to walk in, right? 105. Psalm 119. Verse number 105, Mothers of Israel, see Russia. What does this light point to? We know Yahweh is light. But what else is this light point to? Psalm 119, 105, Mothers of Israel, see Russia.
Psalm 119, verse 105.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 119, verse 105.
What did he say?
Psalms 119, verse 105.
Come on with it, look. Psalm 119, verse number 105. What is it like?
Psalm.
That we got to operate in.
Psalm 119, verse 105.
Come on, look.
The word is a light.
Thy word is a lamp.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Come on.
And a light unto my path.
You mean we got to operate according to Yahweh's word?
Right.
Yahweh. Is that what he's trying to say?
Right.
And thy word is a light unto my feet. So that's what we got to walk in. The word of Yahweh, right?
Right.
Is that what he's trying to say?
Right.
Turn to young man, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter. I think that's 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's pick it up at verse number 14. 2 Corinthians 6. All we need is verse number 14. Let's see how the Apostle Paul, right? How he addressed the light and darkness situation, right? The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 14, young man. How did he address this light situation and darkness? Book of 2 Corinthians 6. Verse number 14. Come on with it.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
Come on.
Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
So he says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If the unbeliever is going right, I would advise you to go left, right?
Yes, well.
If he's going left, I would advise you to go right. Come on with
me. But no fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness.
So what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? Go ahead.
And what communion have light with darkness?
So light and darkness is total opposites, right?
Yeah, well.
They don't be in the same place at the same time, do they? Is that what Yahweh is trying to say here? Ain't no communion between light and darkness, right? Now let's see what this darkness is all about. If you operate in the dark, turn to the book of Acts, so maybe Acts 26, verse number 18. What is this darkness he referring to here?
Yeah, well.
The book of Acts 26, verse number 18, Sister A.B. C.D.C. Rookin. Acts chapter 26, verse number 18. What is this darkness that we are, that he talking about? We got light on the table. We know God's Word is light, and His Word is light, right? His law is light, right? The book of Acts chapter 26. Verse number 18, what about this darkness? Let's peep at it right quick.
Acts chapter 18, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
To open their eyes.
To open their eyes.
And to turn them from darkness to light.
And you want to turn them from darkness to light, right? And
from the power of Satan unto Yahweh.
Now he replaced darkness and light with what? What did he replace darkness and light with? Satan and Yahweh, right? So who you would say Satan, what do we operate in? What about Yahweh? Yahweh operates in the light, right? And the light is the word of Yahweh. His statutes, laws, and commandments, right? So to turn you from darkness, from Satan, to Yahweh the Son, right? And there ain't no fellowship between those two, right?
Right.
Yahweh the Son say he ain't got nothing in me, ain't that right? Let's run to the book of Mother Eve. Let's run to the book of 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's pick it up at First of all, Thessalonians chapter 5, picking up at verse number 1. Read a little bit of this. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 1. Of the Israel of the royal.
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
Yes, ma'am. Verse number 1.
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
Now, Paul, the apostle, right? He's writing a letter to Thessalonica, to a group of Israelites over there that operate in the dark, right? So put out 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 1. Let's see what Paul say about this life, how he explained this life. Mother,
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. But of this time, and the season.
He said, but of the time and the season. What about it?
Brethren, you have no need that I write unto you.
Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2. For you yourself know perfectly.
He said, for yourself know perfectly what?
That the day of Yahweh so cometh.
How it's coming.
And the thief in the night.
When Yahweh show up, most of the world going to be having a great, great time, right? That's what the gospel say. They going to be married, giving them marriage, and have a big, big ball, right? But he going to show up like a thief in the night. Verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3. But when they shall say,
when they utter what word, mother?
Peace. And satisfied.
And safety. So when they think they got the world at peace and safety, everything is going right.
Yeah.
Come on, wait, what's going to happen, mother?
It's certainly destruction.
Come on.
According to me. And travail.
Now, you know, you women, y'all understand that statement, I don't. You don't know. You could be out doing some good shopping and that travail might hit. You don't know when. Well, you don't know how, but we know it's going to happen, right? That's what Paul, the apostle, is trying to address here.
Hallelujah.
He said that. But when they try to say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction come upon them, and to prevail upon a woman with child. And they shall what?
And they shall not escape.
I don't care where you at. One thing you ain't gonna do, you ain't gonna get away from Yahweh's son, right?
Because
he's gonna come wherever you at and fetch you. Verse number 4, come up. Come on with him, mother.
But you brethren are not in darkness.
Hold on. Paul is trying to get us to understand, hey, look, you Israelites, right? That's what he's saying now. Huh? You Israelites from the scattered bunch, right? He said, look here, you ain't supposed to be operating in darkness.
Yes,
that's what he's saying.
No, he's
saying. That day what?
That day should overtake you.
That day should overtake you how?
As a thief.
So you, Israel, you're supposed to be aware. Because God by the Son found out all the ways of knowledge, and he gave it to Israel, right? So why are we operating in the dark? Verse number 5, come on. Come on with it, mother.
You are all the children of life.
We're supposed to be the children of what?
Life.
And we know that Yahweh is light, right? So we're supposed to be the children of light. Like it said over there in Deuteronomy 4, you know, the nations will look at us and say, boy, you are wise and understanding people, right? That's what they should be saying. Come on, mother.
And the children of the day.
And we are operating in the day, right?
Right.
We are what?
We are not of the night.
Come on!
Nor of dark.
Verse number, what I want here? Verse number 9. Verse number 9, what about?
Verse 9.
Come on, mother.
Verse 9.
But
Yahweh had not appointed us to wrath.
Hello, mother. You mean when Yahweh started making his plan, I ain't go tag up some stuff. We were supposed to be excluded from all that good stuff. Is that what he's saying here? Now, we ain't supposed to be part of the beatdown. We choose to be part of the beatdown, right?
Well,
Yahweh had not appointed us to wrath, but to what?
But to obedience.
19, what did he say?
Verse 19. Quench not the spirit.
He said, quench not the spirit, meaning don't throw no water on the flame. That's what he said. Verse 20, what did he say?
Despise not prophesy.
He said, don't despise prophesy. Prophesy is when you bring forth the word of Yahweh, right? Verse 21.
Prove all things.
He said, but you better do what?
Prove all things.
If you better prove all things, go ahead.
Hold fast that which is good.
Now, if it's good, you roll with it. Verse 22, what do you say?
Verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
But you got to abstain from how much appearance?
All.
All appearance of evil. If it don't look right, tell us it ain't right. Ain't that right? That's what I said that book, Proverbs 6. I hope he did it that way sooner or later. But I want to read a little bit more of that Proverbs 6. Mother's Week. I'm trying to Proverbs chapter 6 right quick. I want to read a little bit, a few more scriptures in that Proverbs 6. And let's pick it up at verse number 16. Mother, let's read a little bit. Proverbs 6, verse number 16, come on.
Okay, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16.
Come on with it.
Okay, get that. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16.
Come on. Proverbs
chapter 6, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16 reads.
What do you read?
The 16th.
These 16
do the Yahweh hate.
So he says, these 16 Yahweh hate, right?
Right.
What do you mean?
Yea.
Seven.
Seven are an abomination unto him.
And he says, seven are an abomination to him. Come on. Verse 17, what do you say?
Verse 17. A proud look.
A proud look, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
A lying tongue.
A lying tongue. Come on.
And hands that
shed
innocent blood.
Verse number 18. Come on, mother.
Verse 18.
A mind
that
devises
wicked image.
Imagination.
Wicked imagination.
So your mind come up with something wicked, right? Go ahead, read on.
Wicked imagination. Feet that
swift
in rhyming
to mischief.
Mystery.
Verse number 19, come on, mother.
Verse 19. A false witness.
A false witness. Go ahead.
That speak lies.
Come on, mother.
And he that
soweth discord.
So if this car among brethren.
Verse number 23 now, mother.
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 23.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
For the commandments is a lamp, and the law is life.
Go ahead.
And
reproof
of instruction are the way of life.
So we got to be able to accept instructions, right?
Yeah.
And that's what the book says. Yeah. Reproof by instruction, that leads you to some good life, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he's trying to say here?
Yahweh.
But let's write to the book, Young Lions. Write to a song. Because Yahweh said, these 16, I hate. Now we're going to pull out that word L-I-E and see what he think about L-I-E, right? Front to the St. John, Psalm chapter 101, I believe I'm looking for. Let me keep that right quick, young man. What do we think about the word L-I-E? Psalm 101, pick it up at verse number 1 there, young man. Let's read the whole thing here. Psalm 101, verse number 1.
The book of Psalms, chapter 101, verse 1.
What do you say?
I will sing of mercy and judgment unto you, O Yahweh. Will I say?
Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2. I will behave myself wisely
go ahead.
In a perfect way.
Hey, let
will walk within my family, nation, with a perfect mind.
Yeah, that word again. Having a perfect mind, right? Verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
I will accept no wicked thing before my eyes.
And this is credited to David, the psalmist, right? He said, look here, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Go ahead. What about it?
I hate the work of them that turn aside it. It shall not please unto me.
He said, look here, I hate the work of them that turn aside.
Say,
I ain't
riding
with them boys, right? It shall not
lead
to me. Verse number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Come on with it.
A
full
of mine.
Uh-huh.
Shall depart from me.
Come on.
I will not know a wicked person.
That's kind of hard to do in these days, right? Because wicked person stay right under the same roof. Ain't that right?
Well,
come on with it.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor.
Now, you know what that word means. We read that you can't bear false witness and lie.
Mm-hmm.
That was slander is. You bear false witness and lie on somebody, right? Go ahead, Bill.
Him will not come off.
Come on with it.
That has a high look.
You know that look, right? That high look. I see it every day. Every time I punch in, I see that eye look. I see it when I punch out, too. He has it when I punch in. I have it when I punch out. No, I'm just joking about that. Come on with it. So he has it when I punch in. He has it when I punch out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
And pray on mine. When not I suffer.
Verse number 6, come on.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land.
If you look at my eyes are on the faithful of the land, go ahead.
That they may dwell with me.
Come on with it.
He that walketh in a perfect way.
You mean the ones that going to dwell with him. I mean, live where he live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one with a perfect mind, right? Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah.
They're walking in a perfect way. He shall, when you're walking in the commandment, statutes, and laws of Yahweh, you're doing what?
Perfect way.
And what else you doing? That last statement there. He shall what?
He shall serve me.
That's how we serve him, right?
Yahweh.
Verse number 7, come on in, man. Verse 7. Get out of the way here.
He that work in deceit.
But him that work in deceit. What about
him? Will not dwell within my temple.
He said, look here. Those that operate in desire. Deceit is one of the operations of the darkness.
We are wrong.
He said, they not going to dwell in my house. They're not going to be in my nation. Because them rebels, I'm going to get rid of them, right? Come on, young man.
He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight.
And the one that lies, I don't even want to lay my eyes on them. Is that what he said?
Verse 8.
Yes, sir.
I will early destroy all the wicked of the land.
Now, Yahweh is telling you exactly what he's going to do, right? He said, I'm going to destroy the wicked of the land. And then Thessalonians Paul said, hey, you know, this wrath wasn't meant for the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Yahweh.
He just beat the dough down and came on in and get right. Go on with it, young man.
That I may cut off all wicked doers.
Go ahead.
From the city of Yahuwah.
Now get back into to the heaven, right, Yahuwah? You ain't going to make it to heaven, is you? What did he say? Going to be cut off from what?
From the city of Yahuwah.
He never said you were coming up to the third heaven. He never told you that, did he? Well, let me give you a few more on this parade, and I'm going to get all out of the way. From back to that Daniel. That's where we're going to start at again. Daniel 7, verse number 5, to say amen, feed it. I want to see if y'all remember this, because it's very important. We got to set the climate to the time that what was going on during the time of Purim, right? I'll be sure that we understand the time and the season, right? The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse number 5. For say be a fee of C. Roger.
Daniel, chapter 7, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear.
Uh-huh.
And it raised up itself on one side.
So this guy was like a bear, right? He raised up himself on one side. So now we should know exactly who this is, right? Who is this talking about?
Medes and Persians,
right? And what happened?
And it had three ribs in the out and the mouth of it, between the teeth of it.
And so this guy ate good, right? He had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. Now again, who were these three ribs that was taken down, conquered by the Medes and Persians? The Greeks came out and conquered the Medes and Persians. They were conquered by the Persians and the Medes. Greeks conquered Persia and the Medes, right?
Oh.
So who are these three real?
Greece
and Greeks, one and the same.
Oh.
So who, remember who these three real is?
Oh.
We covered two of them last week. We covered,
was that Babylon?
Babylon. Say it loud.
Babylon.
And what? I'm going to come after the Medes and Persians. What about the powerful Assyrians?
Mm-hmm.
You remember them boys that talked all that good talk?
Mm-hmm.
And then who was the third one on mm-hmm. the table? Because we want to peep at him right now. We want to peep at where y'all are prophesied concerning his third speech.
Who was it, the Babylon?
We had Babylon, the Assyrians, and the Egyptians, right?
He made a statement saying, who is Yahweh? I don't know no Yahweh.
Yeah.
He made a statement like that. Who is this Yahweh I'm serving? I don't know him. I don't know him. That's just give you a good clue.
I guess I told y'all. Egyptian.
Ezekiel 29, 1, 2, and 3,
young man.
All right, we're going to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 29,
mm-hmm.
verse 1, 2, and 3.
Come Come on with it.
Ezekiel 10, chapter 29.
We need to hear what an old Pharaoh think, right? And come on with it.
Verse 1 read.
What it read?
In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month,
yes, sir.
The word of Yahweh came unto me saying.
The word of Yahweh came unto me saying what?
Verse 2. Son of man.
Son of man.
Set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
So we know that Ezekiel, the seer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was writing around 592, 570 B.C. That's when he was operating. Around the time of the Babylonian captivity, right? Come on with it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And prophesy against him.
He says, son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and tell him what I'm going to do to him, right? Spare him.
And prophesies against him and against all Egypt.
Go ahead, verse 3.
Verse 3. Speak and say.
Say what?
Thus said Yahweh.
That's what Yahweh say, right? Go ahead.
Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh.
Go on with it.
King of Egypt.
Oh, yeah. He said, I'm against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now let's run to the book of Romans. Let's see. Why did he allow Pharaoh to get so much power? So they defeated. Run to the book of Romans chapter 9.
Yeah, well.
And let's look at verse number 17. Let's get to the chase. Romans chapter 9, verse 17. What did Yahweh say concerning Pharaoh, king of Egypt? Mighty man of Egypt, right? Romans chapter 9, verse 17. David speaking of C.E. Roy.
Romans chapter 9, verse 17. For the scripture says unto Pharaoh.
So the scripture says to Pharaoh what?
Even for this same purpose.
This is the reason why you got into the position you were in, Pharaoh.
I have raised you up.
I don't want to give you the power. Go ahead.
That I might show my power in you.
So I raised you up so I can hit you in the head, right? Go ahead, read on.
And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Now, when I get rid of this powerful nation called Egypt, everybody's going to be telling, ooh, Yahweh is powerful, right? The book of Ezekiel 29, verse 3. Come on, young lad.
Ezekiel 10, chapter 29, verse 3.
What did he say?
Verse 3, read.
Speak
and say.
Speak and say what?
Thus saith Yahweh.
Thus saith Yahweh. Go ahead.
Yo, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Come on.
The great dragon.
So Pharaoh was called the dragon, too. Go ahead, read out.
It lies in the midst of his rivers.
What's these rivers he talking about? What is that great river over there they always talk about in Egypt? The Nile, right? You had the Upper Egypt and the Lower Egypt, and they were separated by the Nile River, right? If I'm correct, I got to back check that to make sure I'm correct. I don't want to be up here lying. Come on with it.
All right. The midst of these rivers, which I said,
what?
My river is mine. Oh.
Go ahead.
And I have made it for myself.
Oh, that's a bad talk. Yeah, right. Yep. Look here. It's my river, and I'm the one that made it. You made the river, Pharaoh. Verse number 13 through 15. What did Yahweh address Pharaoh? How did he reply to Pharaoh here?
Ezekiel 29, verse 13 to 15.
Come on with it.
Verse 13. Yes, thus said Yahweh.
In the middle here, Pharaoh, come here.
At the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians, the Midianites, and from the people where they were scattered.
Come on.
14. And I will bring again the captivity of Egypt.
Come on with it.
And will cause them to return in the land of Pathros. Unto the land of their habitation.
He said, I'm going to allow you to go back home, Mr. Mizraim. But what's going to be about you?
Yeah. And they should be there a base kingdom.
They're going to be there what?
A base kingdom.
Now, you don't get no lower than the base, right? Verse 15, what about it?
15. It should be the basis of the kingdom.
Go ahead, read on.
Neither should it exalt itself any more above
above the nation.
Go ahead.
For I will diminish them.
Go ahead.
And they shall no more rule over the nation.
You done, he just right. That's why I say you done. Hallelujah, what? Let me get two more here and I'm out of the way. Let's run to the edition of Esther, the Apocrypha. So say chapter 10. Let's look at the edition of Esther in the Apocrypha.
So you look over to Egypt today, you see the cries of the mouth over there.
Mm-hmm.
Arabs can talk over there now.
Hallelujah, what? They ain't got nothing to say, right?
Nothing to say.
That was a shit yo mouth. The book of the Apocrypha, the edition of Esther, chapter 10. And let's look at verse number 1. Sister A.B. and B.B. of the Royal. Edition of Esther, chapter 10, verse number 1. Let's read a little bit of this.
The book of Esther, chapter 10, verse 1.
Come on with it.
And Mordecai said, Yahweh have done these things.
Verse number 5.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
For I remember a dream which I saw concerning these matters.
Go ahead.
And nothing thereof have failed.
So Mordecai said, look here. I will remember a dream concerning these matters, and nothing have failed, right?
That's right.
He said, Yahweh have done these things.
Yes.
Verse number 7, come on.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the two dragons are I and
Haman.
Haman.
Bloodline of Esau, right? So it's always going to be war, as Yahweh say, from generation to generation, right?
Yahweh.
With Israel and Esau, right?
Yahweh.
We read in the book of Jubilee, right? That Esau kind of wanted to come clean, right? But his offspring said, oh, no. We're going to get them Israelites, right? But it's a war from generation to generation, right? So he said, and the two dragons are I and Haman. So this is what this is all about. Who is going to rule the planet? Esau or Israel, right? Verse number 8, come on.
Verse number 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the nations were those that were assembled to destroy the name of Yahweh.
So he said, now this guy Haman, he had got in people's ears to wipe Yahweh Judah off the planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least those that was in the captivity under the Medes and Persia. At this time, it's somewhere around, 470 B.C. And we know it's 539. Some of them that was scattered came back to their homeland, right? So this ain't all of Yahweh Judah you're talking about, but the one that was up under his rulership, right? It is prophecy. Come on with it.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And my nation is this Israel.
He said, my nation is this Israel, go ahead.
Which cried to Yahweh.
And Israel was doing what?
Chapter 8 through 10.
about this descendants of Esau. And see what they really think about it, right? The book of Esther, the regular book, chapter 3, verse 8 through 10, for the Israel of Seed Royce.
Esther, chapter 3, verse 8 through 10.
Come on with it.
Verse 8. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus.
And Haman got in the ear of King Ahasuerus. Same guy is called, I believe this is the same guy is called Xerxes, something like that. And Haman said of King Ahasuerus, what?
There is a certain people.
There is a certain people.
Gathered abroad and dispersed among the people.
Now, Haman knew all this information. He had to be, you know, like they got that in camera there or whatever. Come on, with it.
And all the sergeants of the kingdom.
Of your kingdom? Come on.
Of your kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people.
And what they working with is different from everybody else on the planet, right? Go ahead.
Neither can say the king's laws.
So they don't think too soon about Easter.
Therefore,
hold on, brother. They buy that on Easter. They buy it on the Passover and the feast of bread, right?
Yeah,
of course. So with they ain't going by no new Chinese cook. You don't forget that, King. Come on with it.
Therefore, it is not for the king's fox
to suffer him. So they look at King. They ain't doing you no good when you still got him around. Prince of Adai, come on. Yes, ma'am.
If it please the king.
Hey, look at King. This is what I think you should do. Just go ahead.
Let it be written.
Because now put it down on paper, right? Because you know, all of the nations keep records. They keep their historical records and so on and so on. Ain't that right? They got records now. Go ahead, read off.
That they may be destroyed.
Let's see if that's a true statement. That their nations, they keep their records. Let's run to the book of Ezra. E-Z-R-A in the regular book, mother. Let's see if they got records. Where's my Ezra? Where's some Ezra? E-Z-R-A.
Read my Esther.
Now, we want some Ezra.
I know. E-Z-R-A.
In the regular book. Ezra. Ezra. Yeah, it's right by Esther. Nehemiah and all that good stuff. But we want to see if they kept records. In the book of Ezra, let me see which one I want. I want to get right to the cross here, mother. In the book of Ezra, chapter 4. And let's pick it up at verse number, mother of Israel, verse number 15. The book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse 15. Let's see if the nations do about record keeping. The book of Ezra 4, verse number 15. Mother Z Israel of Seed Royce.
Ezra.
E-Z-R-A. Chapter 4. Verse number 15. Ezra chapter 4. Verse number 15, Mother Z.
Ezra chapter 4, verse 15.
Come on.
Verse 15. That search may be made in the book of the records of their father.
Oh, your father? Story.
Your father. So,
come on.
So shall
thou
find in the book of the records.
So all of the nation kept records. Historical records and so on and so on. Ain't that right? The book of, the book of Esther. Let's pick it up at 3. Verse number 9. So they have some records, right? The book of Esther 3, verse number 9. Let's see old Haman, how he began to whisper in the ear of the big man of the Medes and Persians, right?
Sure.
Verse number 9, what did he say, mother?
Book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 9.
Come on.
If you please the king.
He said, again, okay, let me whisper in your ear.
Let it be written.
Let it be what?
Let it be written.
So they kept records.
That they may be
destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hand of those that have destroyed the city.
So Haman said, look here, I take my bank book. Right, I check my records, right? And I'm willing to pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hand of those that have the charge of this business. To do what?
To bring it unto the king's treasure.
Hold on, mother. The king had what?
A treasury.
He had a treasury, right?
Right.
Every nation has a treasury. Mm-hmm. Verse number 10, come on.
And the king took his ring from his hand.
Good.
And gave it unto
supposed to be in our white thing, right?
Right. right. White garments.
And a parade would be followed this week, coming week. Wednesday, the evening of the 13th, will be called the first day of parade, right?
Right.
Where we are.
With an assembly.
And you have what?
Assembly.
You have an assembly, go ahead.
And joy.
Uh-huh.
And joy and with gladness.
And with gladness.
Before the Yahuwah.
Where?
According to the generation of Eden.
Generation
forever among his people.
So the writer said that this could be done from generation forever among his people, right?
Right.
Is that what he said?
Right.
Mother D. Israel, let me get you one on the table before I cut out. Let's write to the regular book of Esther, chapter 9. Regular book of Esther, Mother D. F. Israel C. Roy, chapter 9. And let's just get to the chase of the matter, the crux of the matter, Mother. Let's write to Esther, chapter 9. Let's see, verse 19 through 22, 24. And we want to read verse number 27 through 28. The book of Esther, chapter 9, 19 through 22. Then we're going to drop down and read verse 24. And then we're going to read 26 through 28 of the D.F. Israel of C. Roy.
Okay, Esther chapter 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19 through 24.
Through 22.
Through 22.
Yes, ma'am. Then we're going to drop down and read 24. Then we're going to read 26 through 28. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Esther, chapter 9, verse 19, read.
What do you read?
Therefore, Judah of the village that dwell in the unwalled town made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting and a good day. And of the
portion
one to another.
Verse number 20, come up.
20. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all Judah.
Oh, yeah, God, Judah, go ahead.
That were in all the province of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far.
So this went down somewhere around 470 BC. We know that the Medes and Persians conquered Babylon, right? 539, Cyrus made a proclamation, right? That they could go back and rebuild their land and their temple, right? Verse number 20, come on.
20, to establish this among them.
Go ahead.
That they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly.
Verse 22, come up.
22.
Uh-huh.
As the days wherein Judah rested from their enemies.
So that was the day that we were able to push back our enemies, right? Go ahead and read up.
And the month which was turning to them from sorrow to joy.
Come on, Mark.
And from mourning into a good day.
Go ahead.
That they should make them days of fasting
and
feasting and joy and of sending portion one to another and gifts to the poor.
Verse number 24, come on with.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Haggite.
The Haggite, the son of Esau, what about it?
The enemy of all Judah.
So even to this very day, that your enemy, go ahead, read out.
Mm-hmm. Had devised against Judah to destroy them.
Come on.
And had cast
hurt.
That is the lot to consume them and to destroy them.
So they done made quite a few attempts to get rid of us, right?
Yes.
They got many different type of drugs ended up in your community. And what about that, you know, that I remember back in the day, I didn't see no brother walking around with no 45. If I had it at home, but they weren't walking around in the street with it, right?
Right.
Now you think all those high-tech weapons entered into the community. They can't purr.
Yeah, well.
Is that right?
That's right.
Come on with it, brother.
Okay. Do I do 25?
26. Drop down to 26.
26.
28. And I'm going to be out. Okay.
Wherefore, they call these days Purim, after the name of Purim. Therefore, for all the work of this letter.
So you mean Israel knew how to write? They knew how to take notes and all that good stuff. Go ahead, read out.
And of that which they had seen concerning this matter.
Go ahead.
And which had come unto them.
So they wrote the information down, right?
Verse
27, come up.
27.
Mm-hmm.
Judah ordinance.
Ordained. Yes, ma'am.
Upon them and upon their seed.
Mm-hmm.
And upon all such as join themselves unto them.
And we know in the book of Numbers, you know, if they want to, they gotta be like you, right?
Yeah.
We can't be like them. They gotta be like you. Go ahead, read on.
So as it should not fail that they would keep these 2 days.
How many days?
2 days.
Come on.
According to their writing.
So this information was written down, right?
Yes.
Go ahead. And that's why we can read it today, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, read out.
And according to their appointed time every year.
Verse 28, come on.
28.
Mm-hmm.
And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation,
come on.
Every family,
mm-hmm.
every province,
come on.
And every city,
come on.
And that these days of Purim should not fail from among Judah,
mm-hmm.
nor the memorial of them perish from their seed.
So this commandment was given to Yahgad Judah, the 12 tribes of Israel. And when Yahgad Judah received it, we know their job is to pass it on to the other 11 tribes, right? So on that note, we're going to bring in that young lion from the tribe of Yahgad Judah. Brother Titus Israel of Seed Royal by saying, Hallelujah.
Let me get a precept on that before you drop that big hammer down the young lion. Come to the ninth chapter of Romans, he says, you go keep this day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we don't. Before we don't. What do you got written on in different cases, don't you? Right? Let's see you try this in. And if you don't keep it. Let's see what he said if you don't keep it. So we know we're talking about Pinham, right, Daniel?
We are
well. So let's go so keep that in your mind when you read verse 13 and 14. 9, 13, 14. Let's see, verse 12. We're talking about the feast day, right? The feast coming up Wednesday
mm-hmm.
night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at verse 12. And let's see what Yahweh got on the table. Just in case we pay this feast day, no, never mind. 12 down verse 14.
The book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 12 down to verse 14. Numbers, chapter 9, verse 12. Read. There shall be none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinance of the feast. They shall keep it. Verse 13. But the man that is clean,
the man that is clean,
and is not in a journey,
and he's not in a journey,
and prepared to keep the feast.
And what feast coming up now? What's the name of it?
The feast of Purim. Because even that same person should be cut off from among his people. Because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season. That man shall bear his sin.
So that's the sin. That's the sin. By not keeping it, so the sin And on the way you can get out from under the cane, you gotta do what? You know, I put them off there. I can get up on the scene and book called to rock 38 verse 10 left. How can you get up on the scene? And Moses had me 8:12, the book of Hebrews. Now how can you get up on the scene? Moses Israel had me 3:19, the book of Acts. And that's all I need. So once you got a sin over your head, let's say you got Monday.
Okay, we're going to the book of Sirach.
Yeah.
Chapter 30.
Yeah.
Verse 10 and 11.
What
does
it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 30, verse 10. Read.
What?
Laugh not with him, lest you have sorrow with him. And let you gnash your teeth in the end.
Uh-huh.
Verse 11. Give them no liberty, freedom in his youth, and weep not at his folly.
So what
are we reading?
Are you in 38?
38. Okay. All right, 38. Surah chapter 38, verse 10 and verse 11. Surah 38, verse 10. Leave off from sin. And order your hands upright. And cleanse your mind from all wickedness.
Uh-huh.
11. Give a sweet savor. And a memorial of fine flour.
Yeah.
And make a fat offering.
What kind of offering you gotta make?
Fat offering.
So when you find out you sin against what is on the table, the only way out of it, you gotta do what again?
And have a fat offering.
Let's find out what Yahweh got on the table behind that Moses, what
do
you got on
paper,
Moses?
Did you say X? I did not hear that.
First John 3:4. So he said, we got somebody to clean your call, but you got to go
these steps.
Yahweh,
I'll be with you all. So now you see, I love it that you're saying now. So we got a lawyer up there pleading your cause. So I hope that you're saying not anything. But we got somebody pleading your cause.
So what are we reading now?
1 John chapter 3, verse 4.
Go ahead.
Whosoever committed sin, transgress also
transgress
also the law.
Yeah.
For sin is transgression of the law.
And sin is breaking the law. See, I wish that you don't break this law. Sin, not just by clearing your cause, but some steps you got to take in Moses. Got to be reading 3:19. You got to repent before the day of refreshing get down on you, because then it's too late then. So if you ain't got it right, and then y'all lie on red, what you got to be doing behind it to remind you of it, stop sitting in that fat office. That goes with it. Then, what we got for to say of Moses? It's all saying that what y'all going to say in 8:12 of Hebrew.
8:12.
Yeah, all this got to go, then y'all going to say what?
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12.
Yes.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. For I will be merciful to them, to the unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquity will I remember no more.
Yes, so you're saying that once you say all them steps on the table now, that's when I say your sin is broken. Mm-hmm. Then you got to forgiven you. If you repent, make that fat offering, then you say, then I forget, because that will remind you, wouldn't it? I've got to stop sinning against the man that's commanded, taking all my little chunk chains I use to put up the little things now. So this is a reminder, don't sin against this man, but if you do sin against him, you got to make what kind of offering in your life?
Let me go back to the verse. I go back to that Sirach 38. Back to Sirach 38, verse 11. Give me a sweet savor and a memorial of fine flour. And make a fat offering.
Then he say your sin is not remembered anymore. Once you go through all the steps of it, you say you got a man up there on the right hand of the Father who cleared your cause and said they're going to repent, they're going to do right, they're going to keep these days. So later you got to understand something. Man, this thing going to come to a close. It's like the musical chair game. 12 seats, 13 people. When the music stops, somebody ain't going to sit down. And then the one ain't going to sit down, he's going to be taken to the bath. So he's going to be raptured away. Well, to the bath. So you got the refreshing day open. When you find out you're sinning against Yahweh, repent in a hurry and don't do it anymore. Let's read that, young man. Let me say in 5:14 of St. John.
Yahweh.
What do you say?
Go to the book of John. 11 John, chapter 5, verse 14. John, chapter 5, verse 14 reads, afterward, Yahweh the Son, finding him in the temple.
Yeah, so afterward, they got to
the
temple.
And said it to him.
And now it's ready to go to the temple. You know, all the Israelites there. So Yahweh was able to find the one he's looking for in that great big set. Go ahead.
Behold, you are made whole.
Now you've been made whole now.
Sin no more.
Don't sin no more.
Let the worst thing come unto you.
Ain't that something? So it's right yourself. Now you understand this thing. Come on back to that Numbers chapter 9 again. And get over to you. Let's read it again. Now let's look what he's saying now. Back to Numbers chapter 9. And we're going to pick up it at verse number 13 and 14. Listen to this now.
The book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 13 and 14.
That's
good. Numbers, chapter 9, verse 13.
Uh-huh.
But the man that is clean.
The man that is clean.
And is not in a journey.
He's not in a journey.
And forbear to keep the feast free.
Yes.
Even that same person should be cut off from among his people.
Yes.
Because he brought not the offering, that offering.
Uh-huh.
Of Yahweh in this appointed season.
Yeah.
ordinance of the beast, Perea, in accordance to the matter thereof. So shall ye do. Ye shall have one ordinance,
yeah,
both for the stranger,
yeah,
and for him that is born in the land.
Well, the stranger, right? They got to keep what you got. You don't keep what they got. They got to keep what you got. See, now, when this thing is turned upside down, 29:16, we're not reading Isaiah. We keep what they got. They got Sunday, they got Christmas, Eid Hall, and New Year. You keep it in. But we gotta let them know that you got to keep this stranger. And he's talking about the other nation. Old Jenny Online.
We Yahweh. All right. All right, the daughter of Yahweh Israel. Give me the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Okay. Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
The righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. All right. Give me the book of Luke. The book of Luke. Chapter 21. Book of Luke, chapter 21. All right, we're going to pick it up at, verse 14. Luke, chapter 21, verse 14.
Luke chapter 21, verse 14 reads, "Settle it therefore in your mind, not to meditate before what you shall answer."
15.
"For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or nor resist."
All right, what's the precept for that? That we can read. What's the precept that we can read? I'm trying to see what class is that. What's that precept that we can read? It's a precept to that. I'm going to give you a hint that it's in the book of Acts. It's in the book of Acts. Here you go from there. The book of Acts. It's in the book of Acts. This precept. In Luke 21:15. All right. All right,
16.
Aluyakwa. And Sister Phoebe, a bit of Prince Israel. Acts chapter 6, verse 10.
Chapter 6, verse 63.
And what it say?
It is the spirit that quickening.
Yeah.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
This flesh don't profit nothing, Abel. Go ahead.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
The words that I, that's what could have been profit about. The brother had these systems going because he understood the things.
Right.
You got a golden book, and that's how you take down all the game sales. Bump the gong content and put some verses on them.
Right.
And guess what? And they'll cut your teeth on you. Now they want to run you over now. Now watch that. Come on back,
y'all. All right. It said they are life. Then they all brought out that life. What gives you life? That life. What gives you life? Real quick, let's go to, we'll get warmed up here. Go to the book of Psalms real quick.
Your mind getting warmed up.
What is this, we're going to Psalms. We get warmed up here. Give me Psalms 119. Give me Psalms 119, verse 105, and I'm going to go to Proverbs. Psalms 119, 105.
Hallelujah.
To defeat the abandoned prince of Israel, to see Roy. Psalms 119, 105.
Thy word is the lamp unto my feet, and the light upon my path.
You talk about his word.
Hallelujah.
That will give you light. All right. Give me Proverbs. Let's see what his son said about that. Let's see what Solomon said about that.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 6:23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Daughter of Yahweh Israel, the seed of Roy.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23 reads, for the commandment is a lamp.
Hallelujah.
And the law is light.
That's right.
And the reproof of instruction are the way of life.
That's right. Are the way of life. All right, what is he? Real quick. Give me that same book. Give me Proverbs chapter 4, 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, But the path of the deaf is as the shiny light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
More and more to the path of the what?
The path. Okay, let's see. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. The path of the deaf. The path of the deaf is as the shiny light. Shiny light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
More and more to the perfect day. The shining light. And you don't know if you got this shining light real quick. Give me Ecclesiastes real quick. Give me the book of Ecclesiastes real quick. I'm going to the book of Ecclesiastes. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Verse 1, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy.
Your mind getting warmed up.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1 reads, who is as the wise man, and who knowest the interpretation of a thing. A man's wisdom makes his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
And
between him that's serving Yahweh
serving Yahweh
and him that's serving him.
move not silent.
Hallelujah.
Looking down into this book. You know who's serving Yahweh.
That's right.
Okay. Come on back, mother. He up Israel. And give me more of that verse again. We was in Daniel. He was in Daniel, but we just jumped out there and see how to do a precept.
I know.
So now we come on back to Daniel. So we talk about
read
verse 2 again. Read verse 2 again.
I never read 2.
Okay.
I read 1. Verse 2.
Okay, well, read the Bible 1 then, Mo. Go ahead and chain the old seer. Go ahead and chain him up and find his master in order.
One that shall be found written in the book.
Mm-hmm. I'll read
verse 2.
What do you say?
And many of them that sleep in the dust.
And many of them that sleep in the dust.
Of the earth.
Yeah.
Shall awake.
They're going to awake.
Some to everlasting life.
And some going to be to everlasting life.
And some to shame and everlasting contempt.
So you see that? So some going to be raised to everlasting life. And some gonna be raised to
shame.
Huh? Everlasting contempt. Verse 3.
And they that be wise.
Now wait a minute. With the young lion red, they won now.
Shall shine.
They gonna shine.
As the brightness of the firmament.
So that knowledge will be in them.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
And they that turn many to righteousness.
And so that means. He's going to judge you according to your work. So then when he will ask you something, how many did you turn to right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just turned myself to right. Well, you ain't got nothing coming. Who did you help for right? She said, many to right, right?
Hallelujah.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah. Well,
David turned many to righteousness.
Yeah.
As the stars forever and ever.
Now, Daniel got happy, but look what the big prince told Daniel. What he told him in verse number 4.
Verse 4. But thou, Daniel, shut up the word.
Daniel, listen. This ain't your time, Daniel. Although we read you put it in the book, but you would not be the seer that take any business here. So shut it up, Daniel. Go ahead.
And seal the book.
Seal the book, Daniel.
Even to the time of the end.
And at the time of the end, this is talking the time of the end. What time are we in now? So we got to be a seer on the clock right now for this end time. Daniel wasn't the one. And go ahead.
Many shall run to and fro.
And what got to happen, Mother?
And knowledge shall be increased.
Oh, and knowledge got to increase. So we got to stretch it in this life. We got to stretch it
in
this life. So now let me tell Daniel in verse 13.
12:13. But go thou your way.
Go your way, Daniel.
Till the end be.
Until what time?
Till the end.
Until the end. What time we in now?
The end time.
Guess what? Daniel is somewhere in our midst right now. Daniel is here right now. The spirit of Daniel is not this guy, but the spirit of Daniel, according to Daughter reading 12 verse 7, what it saying, equated out 12 verse 7?
Please ask the
child. 12 verse 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7 reads,
uh-huh.
Then shall the dust return to the earth.
So Daniel returned back to
the earth.
Go ahead.
As it was. And the spirit shall return unto Yahweh who gave it.
Oh, but the spirit of Daniel returned back to him, didn't he?
That's what I'm reading.
And guess what he did? He put that spirit is in somebody today. The spirit of Daniel. He told me he would be at the end, and we're in now. So that means the spirit of Daniel is somewhere. That has to be identified according to how he operated from this book. You just can't say, I'm Daniel. You guys make sure you operate from this book.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing was told plainly of A, B, or B, and 1, 9 through 11.
5:25.
St. John chapter 5, verse 25.
Yeah, raise your voice a little bit more for the national audience.
St. John chapter 5, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25 reads.
Yeah.
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
Yeah.
The hour is coming.
The hour is coming.
And now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Yahweh the Father.
Yeah, and?
And they that hear shall live.
You were kind of taking the point about a shadow or that mother. Is there any case in point? What voice you going to hear?
The voice of Yahweh the Son, of Yahweh the Father.
And what's going to happen?
And the dead shall hear, and the Son, the voice of the Son of Yahweh, and they that hear shall live.
We got a case in point, Mother. Mother, case in point on hearing the sound, voice, and living. We're going to 11th chapter, Mother. Precept. We're going to 11th chapter and see can we hear a shadow of him operating, but with a bigger picture. And that's why he specifically made a statement about this. But he made a statement by calling out amen. If he just said it one way, everybody came up. But he specifically called out somebody perfectly. Let's look at verse 43, 11:43.
Thank God.
Yeah, 11:43. Let's see what he's saying, 11:43.
Thank God, chapter 11, verse
43. Well, read verse 42, just make it sound good. Okay, well, read 41, just make it sound good. 41.
St. John, chapter 11, verse 41, 42, and
43. Yeah, we'll read that. We'll get that one.
Okay. Figure
verse 41.
St. John, chapter 11.
Verse 41.
St. John, chapter 11, verse 41. Then they took away the stone.
Yeah.
The place where the dead was laid. And Yahweh, the Son, lifted up his eyes and said.
What did he say?
Father.
What did he say?
Father.
No. Like he said, Christian, me.
Father.
They got him as one, see. But he's talking to you. He lifted his eyes to his Father. There ain't no such thing, no Trinity. Yahweh, God, the Father, and angels. That's it. See, Christianity is the greatest piece of morphine drug it is. The Son is the Father. He came down in the body of the Father. No, that ain't nothing. That's Christianity. Right now, he lifts his eyes up to his Father. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's only a shadow. Now this thing gonna have to come back, daughter. That's your fifth chapter, daughter. Daughter Yahweh.
Thank you, John chapter 5.
Yep.
St. John chapter 5.
We found out
26.
Yes, come on.
St. John chapter 5, verse 26 reads, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so have he given to the Son, Yahweh, his Son, to have life in himself."
So all his business will be taken care of by the Son.
Hallelujah.
We all understand, watch his boy that made everything, execute everything. So if you, well, you say, well, I pray to the Father, I stop at what you're wasting your time. This man right here is the one that's the mediator.
Right.
He's the one clean up your prayer today.
Right.
Tell the Father, give him time, they're going to be all right. This is the guy you better keep a close eye on what he's saying.
Well, y'all go out here,
read. Verse 27.
Listen to
this. And have given him authority
to
execute judgment also.
Why?
Because he is the Son of Man.
Glory.
Verse 28.
What?
Marvel not at this.
Don't marvel at this now.
For the hour is coming.
The hour is coming.
In that which all that are in the grave.
All that's in the grave.
Shall hear his voice.
So that means your mama, your auntie, and Aunt Willie Mae and Uncle Buck is not nowhere past the stars, moon, and sky.
Hallelujah.
Well, all is well. All is in the grave. You know, that preacher taking your Bible when the $1,000 said they have made the heaven. Oops, they told me they have made it. Then now you're going to preach on the service. Y'all better get right. Don't worry about your loved one. They have made it all with your third heaven. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest lie I ever told. Because y'all want to start and say, how many in the grave?
All
of them in the grave. They all of them in the grave. So you just going to spend $500 to $1,000. I won't send my mother up right. They got Roman Catholic Church got purgatory. Now you know your hands stuck halfway between heaven and earth, right? Yeah, I don't want to be stuck halfway. Well, let them big cards hold your ankles and dump your money in that big old box, man. That was Pope Gregory come up with the 13th century come up with. Purgatory. Take all your money in that thing because your love war is halfway between heaven and earth. And you want to give them all the way up, right? All the way up. Another fundraiser from saving the devil. Another fundraiser from saving the devil. How many in the grave?
All
of them. So they just don't bleach your pocket. And your mama and your granddaddy are not nowhere up by you putting that low money in that box. I want my parents to be halfway between heaven and earth. I want them to go all the way up. Well, hit that box over there, then. Yeah, and he's going to hit that box real hard. And then we find out that he's telling exactly everybody just dead. What is it?
In the grave.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 29. St. John chapter 5, verse 29. And shall come forth.
Watch it now. And they're going to come forward.
They that have done good.
The one that have done good. But how do you do good there, young man? Let's find out how do you do good. Let's look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, 17. How do you do good? How do you do good? That's a good point. How do you do good? Romans 7, verse 12 and 16. Wait on me. So how do you do good? He said, now the one that do good. How do you do good? Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 19. Verse 16 and 17.
Listen good.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
Listen good.
And behold, one came and said to him,
what did he say?
Good master.
What did he call him?
Good master.
Go ahead and read.
What good thing should I do that I may have eternal life?
Everybody wants to know. What good thing can we do to have eternal life, good master?
Mm.
What did he say?
17.
What?
And he said to him,
what?
Why call you me good?
Why call you me good?
There's none good but one.
Who?
That is your father, Father.
Go ahead and read.
If you will enter to life.
If you want this, it's called this salvation, it's life.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Keep the commandments.
Keep the laws, statutes, and the commandments. If you want to get into life, keep the laws, statutes, and the commandments.
Ain't that money?
Yeah,
well. So if you want salvation, and you not keep the laws, statutes, and commandments, then you're going to be raptured away. You're going to be taken. But you're going to be taken right up to the fire. The rapture means you leave and you're going to the fire.
Yeah, well.
That's where you're going. Oh, I'm glad when the rapture comes. Yeah, you're going to the fire. Because he made it plain what he's going to do, he made it plain what he's going to do, in Matthew 13, that young man. That's what he's going to do. The one that's going to be raptured away. You may, that's how you're going to be raptured away. See, when you're reading the Bible, you tell them Christianity, yeah, you. Well, I catch you in the rapture. No, you don't catch me in the rapture. You're going to be in the rapture. I'm going to watch you in the rapture. Now, we're going to show you exactly what's going to happen in the rapture right here in 13. Matthew, here go your rapture right here. 13 chapters. You're going to look at and find out about this rapture. It is a rapture. Let's see if you can read the rapture right now. 13 chapters. When he's going to do some things here. And what he's going to do, he's going to, what that verse says, we're going to send forth his angel. What verse I need? Pick up verse 41, that young man. Now, here's where your rapture right here. Here's your rapture here. Here's where the Roman Catholic Church rapture right here. Here
that. All right, we're going to Matthew
13, 41. Let's read a little bit about the rapture. Here it is.
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 41.
What?
Read. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels.
He will send forth his angels.
And they shall gather out of his kingdom.
Out of his kingdom.
What? Out of his kingdom.
What?
All things that offend. And then verse 2 says.
Sin, and
what will happen next? Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
It shall cast them into a furnace of fire.
Well, what are they going to do? They're directing.
To the fire.
What kind of fire? A furnace of fire. And what's going to be going on in that fire?
And there should be wailing.
And what?
And gnashing of teeth.
Hey, that's something. So you're going to be raptured, huh? You're going to the rapture. Because this is what you're going to be in the rapture. You're going to be in the fire and you're going to be gnashing your teeth. Give me a precept on that. Give me 25, same book, verse 46.
Matthew 25:46.
Chapter 25:46.
And these shall go away.
Go ahead.
Unto everlasting punishment.
Yeah.
But the righteous unto life eternal.
Yeah. Now ain't that plain? The one that's gonna be raptured away, you go into the sack. And the one that are left is going into the kingdom. Because your kingdom's gonna come. Even in the prayer, he said, your kingdom gonna come, brother. So he told him. Matter of fact, let's read that, Charlie Yahweh. Let's read that in Matthew 16. I mean, talking plain, but Christianity more being dripped. Just will not have you see the Bible. Matthew 16, what it say? Hey, look at me, what it say? Matthew 6:13, what it say? Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. What does it say there, Prince?
Matthew chapter 6.
Raise your voice up.
Matthew chapter 6,
verse 10.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 10.
What?
Your kingdom come.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
Your will be done.
In earth.
In earth.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven. So your kingdom come is here. And your will be done here as it is in heaven on earth. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
So he's telling them the one that can carry his word that everything gonna happen when you get right here. Give me a precept there. Hey, dear. Luke chapter 11, 1 and 2. Precept. Precept in the Bible. Make the Bible tell a story. And then you hear them up and make sure they don't leave. money at the door. Hold them out. Look it. Get on the door. Don't let nobody out till you get these priests up in this Bible. Luke chapter 11, 1 and 2. Come on up. Come on, dog.
Luke chapter 11.
1 and 2.
Chapter 11, verse 1 and 2.
Where's that?
Verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place,
yeah,
when he seen one of his disciples said unto him,
what?
Why? Teach us to pray.
Yeah.
And David also taught his disciples.
Yeah.
Verse 2. And he said unto them,
what?
When you pray,
when you pray,
say, Our Father,
Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Your Father in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Your kingdom is come.
Your will be done.
Well,
as it is in heaven.
You see that? So, everything here, everything up in there is nice, and all that come down here. And this going to be, again, your heavenly on earth. Of course, you 11:21. There,
we are
Mother E. Hey, Mother E. Deuteronomy 11:21. Of course, 11:21. All this good stuff gonna be where, Mother? Where you gonna be at? Deuteronomy 11:21. We gonna be at, Mother E.
Look at
Deuteronomy.
That's 11.
Verse 21. Where all this good stuff gonna be at?
Deuteronomy.
Help me out there, Mother D. I'm Israel. Give me 30 chapter verse 1. Same book of Deuteronomy. Read a little bit.
Yeah, boy.
See, you got to be able to preach up this Bible. Remember one thing. When you put that 4:17 out there, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, what it says in that 4:17 in the book of Romans? What it says in 4:17?
You want me to read it now?
Yeah, come on. 4:17.
Romans. Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
You say?
Romans chapter 4, verse 17. And verse 17
says,
as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations,
mm-hmm,
before him who he delivered, even Yahweh. Hmm?
Believe,
even Yahweh who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as they,
as though
they were.
So we call it things that not as they are present. I'm telling you how this thing unfolds. Once, remember, the angels move once you put his word out there. And we can read there in 13th chapter of Isaiah. We're not going there. Once you start talking the right stuff in this book, when the angels get to moving, they're talking the right stuff down there now. They stand about a temple, a learning center that can rest up and teach all around the clock. They stand all the right things down there. That would make Yahweh get to get moving. You got to put it out there and watch him perform his hand. Perform his hand on you. Now what we read, just flip here, Jay, we read. Now what we read?
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1.
21.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21.
Hear what it say.
Verse 21 read. That your day may be multiplied.
Your day.
And the day of your children.
Yeah.
And the land which the Yahweh swear unto your father.
And the land he spoke to your father was called the Southern Kingdom, the land of Israel. That he spoke to your father.
To give them.
Give them.
As the day of heaven.
Where?
Upon the earth.
Upon the Yahweh. You see that? Up on the earth. He never promised you to be going up and away in a rapture. If you get caught in a rapture, you're going to die.
Hmm.
Your kingdom going to be right here on earth. It's going to turn back into a heavenly earth here once I take care of total business.
Yeah, well,
I'm on this thing, we ain't got to steal your way to take care of business. We're going to bust them up like a watermelon, and then you walk into your kingdom
on earth, 15 on the mount, four directions, according to Revelation 21, start with the center capital of the world. Look on your map and find where the equator is. The equator is around, over the round Kenya. From around Kenya, you can go 1,500 miles, four directions. That's where the temple is going to sit at. 1,500 miles, four directions, and 1,500 miles up in the air. All way to go. In that temple, there's going to be three gates on every side. Made of gold and all of them gates for the children of Israel. And if anybody make it in, they got to come up on the banner of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah. What?
Three gates from the north, east, south, and west will be the children of Israel, 1,500 miles wide and up. All made of gold, and inside that, you'll be a pavement of gold everywhere. You'll be walking on the streets of gold inside that 1,500 miles. That's what that means. See, Christianity got everything out of order. That's what more things true. We can read it in the entire prophecy 21 chapter, tell us exactly what it's going to be. We have your message, but you pay us no level nine. You go to your Google map and look at where the center capital of the world is, and you find out it's around Kenya. So you look at 1,500 miles, and we're all got to move back north, east, south, west. God, dog, everybody got to get out of the way. That's right. So the kingdom going to be right there. Boom. It's coming out of the sky, right down there, 1,500 miles. It will fit there with gold everywhere. Gold everywhere. Children of Israel tribe, and the angel going to be there. Another three, angel going to be there. They will keep all of those that's not right. They not get up in there. I'm telling you, it's going to be a modern standard once you understand the truth. Get with them that paganism. Now, where is it? The cliff of where we at now? Where we at?
Deuteronomy.
30. Verse 1 is real a bit. Listen to this now.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1.
Now, Mo, you got knocked out of the park when you get down to my head now. Now, if you find out the kingdom, it's going to be where?
On earth.
On earth, a little bit loud.
On the earth.
So now when you get down to this verse now, knocked out the park. 30, verse 1, listen.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1.
Yeah.
And it shall come to pass.
It's going to happen, y'all.
When all these things are come upon you.
So when all these things are come upon you.
The blessing.
Now, the blessing.
And the curse.
No. So what are we dealing with right now?
The curse,
right? So we wait on the what?
Blessing.
Right. Yes. So we know we full of these curses, ain't we?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read. Every time you pay a water bill or any bill over here, you up under curse. Go ahead.
Which I have said before you,
yes.
And thou shalt call them to mind.
And your body starts thinking, man. And you pray that you cause your mind.
Among all the nations.
Well, among all the nations.
Well, the Yahweh, your Yahweh has driven you.
And Yahweh has driven us among all the nations. Right?
Yahweh.
So we know that part will happen, right? And we're among all nations.
Yahweh.
Okay, whatever nation. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is Israel. That's
Yahweh.
The one that do what?
Is Yahweh.
Where is?
To you is the word of this salvation sent.
To you is the word of this salvation sent.
Verse 27.
Listen
to God. And they that dwell in Yahweh Judah.
Listen to God.
And they ruler.
And they ruler.
Because they knew him not.
The rulers of the world today know him not.
As
right.
Not yet. The voices.
Go ahead.
Of the seer.
Go ahead.
Which are read.
When?
Every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day you'll hear the voice of the seer read to you. Every Sabbath day.
Yes.
Every Sabbath day. That's how you're going to hear Yahweh through the voice of the seer every Sabbath day.
Luke
1 verse 70. Precept.
Or the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70.
Listen.
Luke chapter 1, verse 70.
Listen to us.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70.
Listen to us.
Luke chapter 1, verse 70.
What?
As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seers.
Since when?
Which has been since the world began.
That's how he operates.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2. And shall return unto Yahweh your Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day.
Uh-huh.
Thou and your children with all thy mind and with all your soul.
Now, if you do all that, what will happen in verse 3? What does it say?
Verse 3. That then.
That then. So if you ain't got, if you don't take it in part, you're not getting no then. You ain't getting no then unless you got this right, too. Now if you got that right, that then what?
Yahweh will turn your captivity
and
have compassion upon you.
And he still will have compassion upon you.
And will return.
And he going to return.
And gather you.
And he going to come out and gather you.
From all the nations.
From all the nations.
Whether your Yahweh has scattered you.
Is that rain?
Yahweh.
Is that rain? You see how it going to happen? This got to happen to him. For this to happen. Then he's going to come gather you from all the nations that he has scattered you in. Once you got two right, then you get prepared for three. For Yahweh is the one scattered you to every nation for your own disobedience. You are serving Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah. So that's why you've been scattered. Wood and stone. You think you'll be raptured away. Yeah, you'll be raptured away. To the fire by the grace of angels. And they're gonna put worms on you and they kick you in the ring as well. That's what will happen to you. You ready?
Verse 4. If any of thine be driven out into the utmost part of heaven.
Now see that? Now what heaven are you talking about?
On earth.
See that?
Yeah,
the heaven on earth. See, he knows this is heaven, but you are made in hell for you now. Matter of fact, this preacher up there, Hey, stop this preacher up there in the 5th chapter, verse 13 of Isaiah. See, all these preachers up are conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they get prepared to run a 24-hour teaching class around the clock in the great big temple to come. You got to be plenty of room where the teachers go around the clock. Soon as Saturday open up, they ready to go. Because he made it plain, because Yahweh gave you a bird's eye view. That's going to happen, daughter Yahweh. He gave you a bird's eye view in 21:37 of Luke. He gave you a shadow how it's going to be. Luke. That was 21:37 there, daughter Yahweh.
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 37 reads.
Listen.
And in the day...
In the
daytime, he was teaching in the temple.
So right now, he was in the temple teaching right now.
And at night, he went out.
And he didn't leave the wing?
Night.
So did night.
the mount that is called the Mount of Olives.
So he came in the daytime, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, and he didn't leave that temple to win.
Tonight.
And so we're getting a shadow how much teaching bowl be going on. Teaching bowl is dark and like now, the day. And we'll go all the way to night. That means you got to be a lot of teachers got to know how to work this thing over. So when the Saturday starts at temple number two, the teachers got to be ready to start it off. It got to be rooms set up where the other teachers in there can give a little shout out and got his desk in there. He's getting his lesson to go. He look at his watch and say, okay, tap on the shoulder, I got it now. Now he steps out and gives him a little more nap and knows that he's going to teach. Because people, it's just like you go into the store. They might come in all given time to close, right? People will come in all given time. They now come in at no set time. They'll come in all a given time. But the people that got to be on them cashiers and the jobs, they got to be there all the way, open the door to close, right? So the leadership got to be there because people can become all kind of out. They will say, oh, I can give you some words now. Yeah, come on in. Somebody kick you right now. See? So we got to pay ourselves for this, and that's why we teach so hard, but it's real easy to teach nights a week. Give them a pass to be a precept of your Bible and give them what they're looking for is the word of Yahweh. Let them know you are Israel, the Israelites. You want them rooted out your land, and now you in hell, and we're going to read that in 5:13. Let's read it. See, now you see you are put this on yourself in 700 B.C., Isaiah was told to put this in the book. Ain't nobody going to read it, but Yahweh's voice.
Of the true Israelites.
We can read it right now. 5:13, come on. Of Isaiah. Come on, dog.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 13.
Look at this.
Verse 13 reads.
What?
Therefore, my people are gone into captivity.
My people, the children of Israel, the Israelites, have went into captivity.
Because the Israelites have no knowledge.
Because they got no knowledge.
And their honorable men
and
are
all
fetish.
Their honorable men
are fetish.
Yes.
And their multitude
yes.
Lie up with thirst.
Yes.
Verse 14. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself.
See what he calling hell? This place in is this heaven for you now? Hell have enlarged himself. Great.
And opened her mouth. Without measure.
Without measure. Go ahead.
And their honor and their multitude and their pomp. And he that rejoices shall descend into it.
And if you rejoice now in this hell hole, you're going to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fit in. Like your mind on this hell hole you're in right now. You're in a hell hole and don't even know it. And you skinning and grinning, and you in a hell hole. Hell had enlarged itself. Because you have made your heaven on earth hell by not obeying the laws, statutes, and commandments. That's why your mind all over the place now, especially the northern kingdom, they think they're going to be leaving here, getting raptured away. Listen, northern kingdom, if you get in a rapture, you're going to the fire. But if you get up on the Yahweh's voice of the Israelites, we're going to show you how to save yourself to keep you out of the fire. Well, our job is to help you. But Christianity and the Roman Catholic Church had to start your mind and everybody come in contact with you. If you think about it as a rapture, yeah, to the fire. Come on back, Mother.
Deuteronomy.
30. Verse 4 again.
Verse 4.
Listen good.
If any of thine be driven out into the uttermost part of heaven.
On earth, go ahead.
From then. Will Yahweh, your Yahweh, gather you.
Wherever you at, I'm going to come get you.
And from then will he fetch you.
I'm going to fetch you wherever you at. Don't worry, wherever you at. As long up in south or north because I'm going to leave there. Make sure you understand where you're going to be at, like the music of church game. Make sure you east or west. If you're anywhere in land that's not east and west, then you're going to be part of the captivity that I'm going to deliver them up and deliver you up to. Ready?
Verse 5.
What?
And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will bring you into the land which your father possessed.
So what land did your father possess? The southern kingdom of Israel.
Yahweh.
The southern kingdom. That's where your father was. Your father was up in heaven. Your father was up in heaven. The land that you possessed one time ago. You know, before you got rooted out in the 70 AD. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going back to. The place you got rooted out to. Go ahead.
And thou shalt possess it.
And then you possess where you got rooted out in. You weren't in heaven. You didn't get rooted out of the way. You got rooted out in 70 AD over in the land of Israel. Right?
And he will do you good.
He will do you good.
And multiply you.
He's going to multiply you.
Above your father.
Above your father.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will circumcise thy mind.
He's going to circumcise your mind.
And the mind of your seed.
And you'll get your seed right.
To love Yahweh, your Yahweh.
To love you from Yahweh.
With all thy mind.
With all thy mind.
And with all your soul.
Go ahead.
That thou mayest live.
That you'll live.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read. Now, come on. Listen to it.
And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will put all these curses upon thine enemies.
All on your who?
Enemies.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Yahweh.
And on them that hate you.
Go ahead, now listen to it.
Which persecute you.
Yeah, now listen to it. Here goes. Last verse 8. Let me climb up.
Verse 8.
What?
And thou shalt return.
Now, if thou shalt return.
And obey the voice of Yahweh.
You got to obey the voice of Yahweh, so you live by what his voice you hear now. But you pay no sin, don't never mind.
And do all his law, which I command you this day.
This day.
Verse 9.
What do you do?
And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will make you plenteous.
Plenteous, go ahead.
In every work.
And every work.
On hand.
And
the fruit of your body.
Yeah.
And the fruit of your cattle.
Yeah.
And then the fruit of your land.
Great.
For good.
For what?
For good.
Great.
For Yahweh will again rejoice.
He'll do what?
Rejoice
again. Again. So one more time ago, he rejoiced over you now. But now he's beating you back now through the other nations. He's going to do you right again. But you got, it's something you got to do so you can get your positives again. Go ahead.
Over you for good.
Good.
As he rejoiced over your father. Verse 10.
What?
If thou shalt hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahweh your Yahweh. To keep his laws, his statutes, commandments.
Yeah.
And his statutes.
Where?
Which are written in this book.
What book?
This book.
This book.
Of the law. And if thou turn unto Yahweh your Yahweh with all thy mind and with all your soul.
So you got to do something. You just can't be, well, he or Johnny, everything falls. We up on a great free will. We ain't got to do nothing. No, you got to do this for him. You got to be part of this. That grace and free will ain't going to cut it. See, all this got to happen. Well, go back there, daughter. Let me get out the way, because the other young lion ready to go. He ready to roar. Everybody ready to roar now. I'm going to run back and let you roar. Come on back, daughter, in that fifth chapter, daughter.
Of Isaiah?
No, you back over here in St. John, chapter 5. We find out some good stuff we were reading. We were reading about 30 minutes ago.
Sorry.
Read verse 29.
Verse 25.
Well, take it back 29.
29.
Yeah. 5:29.
St. John.
5:29.
St. John chapter 5, verse 29.
What
is that? Verse 29 reads. And shall come forth they that have done good and the resurrection of life.
Yeah.
And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
So
everybody's coming forward. That same thing Daniel was saying. You will come forward to damnation, to be raptured away, or you will come forward for good, to be standing there waiting on Adam to meet you back where you came from. The Adam, matter of fact, for the national audience, understand the thing. Give me the 14th chapter 1 down to verse 8 of Nicodemus. So y'all can be clear.
I don't have it with me.
Oh, 1 through 9. Who got it? Who got that 1 through 9? Give me Nicodemus 1 through 11 so you can be clear. So y'all can be clear what's going to happen. For y'all to be clear about it. Remember in the 3rd chapter, he was talking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus planning to meet him. And he said, good master, I know you don't care about doing this thing unless it was you. So Nicodemus is a live man. But he told Nicodemus something, or daughter Yahweh. He told Nicodemus something in St. John while he gave me that 14th chapter 1 through 9. So daughter Yahweh, he told Nicodemus something in the 3rd chapter.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
He said something that we can read, daughter Yahweh. In the 3rd chapter of the book of St. John, he said something to Nicodemus. And what did he say that we can read? And verse number, he asked him a question in verse 10. Yeah, why asked him something? What are you asking him in verse 10?
St. John chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 10 reads. Yahweh, the son of Yahweh the Father, answered and said unto him,
what?
Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?
Y'all don't know this thing. Y'all don't know exactly what's going to happen.
You're teaching Israel.
Everybody can tell you about the rapture and leaving here. And all remember, Nicodemus is a live man. He's an Israelite. And Yahweh was talking to him, and he educated him to write this book. Now, look what I know. Nicodemus is a live man. Now, look what he wrote in the 14th chapter, verse 1. Watch this. Let's read together for him. Listen to this.
All right, we have to read the book of Nicodemus, chapter 14, verse 1 through 9.
Listen good.
Nicodemus, chapter 14, verse 1.
Listen good.
Adam calls his sex to relate what he heard from Michael, the archangel, when he sent him to paradise.
Yeah.
To entreat Yahweh to anoint his head in his sickness. But when the first man, our father Adam, heard these things, then Yahweh the Son was baptized in joy. He called out to his son, Seth, and said, verse 2, declare to your sons, their patriarch and seers, all those things which you did hear from Michael, the archangel, when I sent you to the gates of paradise, to entreat Yahweh, they would anoint my head when I was sick. Verse 3, then said, coming near to the patriarch and seers, said, I said, when I was praying to Yahweh at the gates of paradise, behold, the ministering spirit of Yahweh, Michael, appeared to me, saying, I am sent unto you from Yahweh. I am appointed to preside over human bodies.
Okay.
Verse 4, I tell you, said, do not pray to Yahweh in tears to entreat him for the oil of the tree of mercy.
Now tell those Jimmy Swiper that always go crying preachers, all the old crying preachers. Go ahead and read.
Wherewith to anoint your father Adam for his headache. Verse 5. Because you can not by any means attain it until the last days and times. Namely.
Nigga.
James chapter 14, verse 6.
He comes, what did Yahweh's song come to last?
Come on earth.
If y'all read that, you hear the son of man's voice, and you'll get up when the song talks. Did we read that, daughter?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Yahweh. To raise again the human body of Adam.
He gonna raise them. And the first one he gonna raise who?
Adam.
Go ahead and read. Watch this now.
And at the same time.
At the same time.
To raise the bodies of the dead.
Then everybody else gonna be raised after that.
Yahweh.
But man, I gotta get a preacher up out of that. Help me out there, Abel, feed it all to 11th chapter, verse 18 of Revelation. John reported about that too. See, the Bible talks tells the story, but you gotta have a spirit of Yahweh in there. You go to hell, see, it sounds pretty good, but put a precept with that. So now, in the 11th chapter of Revelation, verse number 18, but we can understand this. You got to be able to understand this thing. And you got to have spirit in you for you to understand this thing. John is on the Isle of Patmos. He's in prison. And Jesus is back in penitentiary, and the angel came down there and told him, hold on. About your wars, leave out your back, and be and write them yourself down. Write it down in 11:18. What is it, 11:18? Go ahead, Bill.
Revelation chapter 11, verse 18.
Okay. We're going for the order thing. The order. Watch the order.
Verse 18. The nations were angry.
Yeah.
And your wrath has come.
Your wrath has come.
At the time of the dead.
At the time of the dead.
That they should be judged.
So the time of the dead to be judged.
And that you should have given its reward to your servant, the seer.
Wait a minute. Who gonna get it?
The seer.
Oh, seer. What happened after that? What happened after that?
And to the saints.
Oh, so the who the saints here?
The 12 tribes.
The children of Israel. The
children of Israel.
You said 12 tribes, but the point we make is, who get it before the 12 tribes get it? Is that what we're in?
We are from.
That's why I kick all this abuse from y'all, because I already know what's going on here. And you say, I'm getting it first, I'm getting it before you get it. Is that what we're in?
We are from.
Go ahead and read.
And them that fear the name.
And them that fear the name.
Small and great.
Uh-huh.
And should have destroyed them which destroyed the earth.
Oh, mm-hmm. So continue on the door of them that destroyed the earth. Now, you know destroyed the earth, right? You know what the perpetrator of that. He's going to get that old Pope over there, too. He's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, we clear him now. Come back. Read verse 6 again. So we now be seeing this guy, the order going to be. He's going to come down here and get Adam up first. And once mm-hmm. Adam get up first, who come about after Adam? The seers.
Yeah, well.
Adam up first, then the seers come up next. Then the saints, the Israelites, come up after that. Go ahead. Come on back to verse
6
again.
Book of Nicodemus, chapter 14, verse 6.
Listen to it.
Here we Yahweh the Son, the most merciful Son of Yahweh the Father, come on earth.
Coming on earth.
To raise again the human body of Adam.
Go ahead.
And at the same time, to raise the bodies of the dead.
Uh-huh.
And when he comes, he will be baptized in Jordan.
Okay.
Verse 7.
Listen.
And with the oil of his mercy, he would anoint all those who believe on him.
You see that? All the ones that believe on him, they'll be anointed.
Yahweh. And the oil of his mercy will continue to future generations.
Oh, go ahead.
But those should be born of the water and of the righteous spirit unto eternal life.
Uh-huh. What kind of life?
Unto eternal life.
Very.
Verse 8. It went at that time.
At that time.
The most merciful Son of Yahweh the Father.
Yes.
Yahweh the Son should come down on earth.
He going to come down on earth.
Yes.
He going to come down on earth. See Christianity? He's coming down on earth. Go ahead and read.
He will introduce our father, Adam.
Oh, he will introduce our father, who?
Adam.
Hey.
Unto paradise.
Unto paradise, so paradise must be well. 5-year-old did, paradise will be right here.
Grandma done missed out.
They missed that too. Prairie.
Until the tree of mercy.
Tree of mercy. Go ahead.
Verse 9.
Listen good.
With all the patriarchs.
With all the patriarchs.
And seers.
And seers.
Heard all these things.
Well, what did they do?
From Seth. They rejoice.
You see, and that's why I put up with y'all talking that talk, because I can read how this thing going to be.
Yahuwah.
See? So that's why this thing is going to happen. Yahuwah is coming down to you. He's going to raise up Adam, and then they're going, and Adam will lead you right back to where you were at. He'll get the seals up for they take care of the business, and you're going back to your where you came out of.
Yahuwah.
All that up in the way, that's a fantasy from Christianity of more being driven. That rapture there, he told Nicodemus, he said, you a man of Yahweh, you don't know these things? Let me educate you and put it in the book. Exactly how this thing going to be. I'm coming down on earth, and I'm going to look my man Adam. That's my boy. We'll get him up, and then he'll get the seals up, and get them a pair to go, and north the ones and all these groups and everything else. See, that's right on earth.
Well,
so we know how it's going to happen. See, that's what I keep telling you. Listen, he's trying to tell you what's for belief. Give me 15:15. Oh, you all right? Give me 15:15. All right. See, it tell you what to believe, but we all over the place. It tell you plainly what to believe and Acts 15:15. Back to Young Lion, Micaiah 20:20, and tell you the benefit of it in 2 Chronicles. See, tell you, well, I'm all over the place. I don't know what to do. Well, why don't you listen to the Bible? 15:15 says what?
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15.
Listen to us.
And to disagree.
For it disagrees.
The words of the seers.
How?
As it is written.
He's showing you what's going to happen. As it's written. Don't skip your neck up. This is what's written. This is how it's going to be. And if you do so, look, you got coming 2020 by Brother McCarthy. But you got coming from McCarthy, second. Chronicles
20,
what you got coming? The book of 2
Chronicles, chapter 20, verse number 20.
Listen good.
Verse 20 reads.
Listen good.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Yahdah Judah.
And hear me, O Yahdah Judah.
And you inhabitants of Yahdah Judah.
Yeah.
Believe in the Yahuwah.
He said, believe in the Yahuwah.
You're Yahuwah.
Yeah.
So shall you be established.
You be established when you believe in some Yahuwah.
Believe in seals.
But believe in seals now.
So shall you prosper.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? If you believe in the seal, what you got coming?
Prosper.
Back to the young man.
Yahuwah. Yahuwah. All right. Let me get another precept of that as well. All right, give me real quick, daughter Yahuwah, Israel. Give me Acts 24:14. Acts 24:14.
The book of Acts 24:14 reads, but this I confess unto you, that after the way which they call hearsay, so worship I the Yahuwah of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the seals.
Hello, Yahuwah. Hello, Yahuwah. And you got to believe in all things which are written in the law and in the seals.
Hello, Yahuwah.
All right.
Let me add one to that, Brother Tony.
Hello, Yahuwah.
Since they did, let me get
Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Then he said to them, you, O fool, slow of mind to believe all that the seer hath spoken.
So if you don't believe that all the seals have spoken, what did Yahuwah's son call him?
A fool.
He called you a fool. And that's what he got rich. He said, if you don't believe what I put forth this thing and I sent my seals down to teach you this lick, he said, you'll be considered a fool. Say what,
Elder? I didn't read that.
He said, read 25 again. Did he call them fools if they blow a mind and they don't believe all this is all I said that I spoke? Huh? So what is, give me a breakdown then, Elder.
I just said I didn't hear that.
So what are you saying is 25?
Then said he unto them, O fools, and slow of mind to believe all that the seals have spoken. That's all he said.
So what's that mean?
Nothing like
that.
They're fools, they don't believe, right?
That's what I get from it. I mean, I can't see it no other way. It's something else, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, you the elder. So expound on it again if that's not what it means. I thought it was a teaching moment.
Well, you do a one-on-one if you want.
Okay. Well, hey. We put it on the table, so that was a teaching moment. I thought you had something for me. All right.
Yeah, I got something for you.
What about
27? I got something. Kind of the book of Proverbs. Yeah. Proverbs 35:6.
Hey, Proverbs who?
Proverbs 35:6. Deuteronomy 4:1. Yes, ma'am. Deuteronomy 4:1.
Proverbs 35:6.
Deuteronomy 4:1. 2 Corinthians 13:1.
Proverbs 30:5-6.
What did it say?
Verse 5. Every word of Yahuwah is pure.
Mm-hmm.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Verse 6.
Yes, add you not unto his word.
So we can't be add to the word.
That he reprove you and you be found alive.
Deuteronomy 4:1. Come on.
Deuteronomy 4.
Yes, ma'am. Deuteronomy 4:1. What did it say?
Deuteronomy 4:1.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go into and possess the land which Yahuwah of your fathers giveth you.
Verse 2, what it say?
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall not add unto the word.
So we can't be adding to the word. Come on. You have to kind of rightly divide the word. Come on with it.
Neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandment of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Get that first.
2 Corinthians 13:1. 13:1, 2 Corinthians 13:1.
2 Corinthians 13:1.
Verse 1.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established.
Matthew 18. But you got to have two or three witnesses to establish this word, right?
Matthew 18:16.
Come up.
But if you will not hear, if
But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established.
So that's the way you establish this thing, you gotta have two or three witnesses. Can you add? Or diminish. Like over to you, young man.
I'm sorry, I'm just waiting on that part. I heard all that, but I'm just trying to wait on that part of 25.
He was saying you got to have two or three women
to make that call. I can't add to the word. Yes.
I have a question, something. I see something added, like when it said Passover, we say Purim. How did that, I was wondering, how did Purim get that instead of Passover?
What was that?
Earlier.
That's the feast that's on the... I understand that because that feast is around the corner.
No, I'm just saying, but you said Passover, and I'm wondering, is that similar? We have to keep that. It's similar just like Passover, so that means it's Yahuwah's feast. So I'm just wondering, is that a feast that Yahuwah told Moses to tell us? Because instead of saying Passover, he said Purim. But the word said Passover right there.
Like we read the word feast, means...
So
we know what
he added into it. He added into it.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying.
Right, when he was reading that Esther, he added that into it.
Let me get one more on the table.
Let's run to
Nehemiah chapter 8, daughter of Yahuwah. And let's look at verse number 8. Let's see what is the instruction, how we deal with this word. Nehemiah 8, verse number 8. Okay. Look at Nehemiah 8, verse 8.
Nehemiah 8, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
So they read in the book and the law of Yahuwah distinctly.
So they read what was written, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did they do? They add to it or did they, what did they do?
They read what was written.
And what did they do?
Gave the sense and cause them to understand the reading.
As I have done. As I have done. Like over you, young man.
So I'm still waiting on you, Elder. You say you go and expound on that verse 25 for me later on or something? Because I need the sense out there that I need to know if he's calling them fools or he's not calling them fools or he's calling anybody fools that don't believe
shit. Now, what else did you add to that, bro?
What? Let me tell you exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Back what the scripture's saying. We don't get a sense, right? So the sense of what Yahuwah letting us, Yahuwah the Son letting us know right here, that if you don't believe all that the seers have spoken, then he's calling you a fool.
What about that other stuff you had too?
So if you don't believe what Yahuwah has spoken by the seers, then you're a fool.
There was some more added to that.
Well, you play the tape back and you figure out and put it together like that.
Hallelujah.
Well, 27 does say, in the beginning, like Moses and all the seers, he expounded unto them in all scriptures the things concerning himself.
All right, back over to you, young man. Come on with it.
All right, we're going to keep the ball game rolling at the bottom part of the Saturday.
Excuse, I have a question because it's bothering my spirit because I'm reading that and it says if a person don't keep it, the soul can be cut off. So I really need to get this because it was tinkling me on here since it's coming to add me to something.
Right.
So just in talking about far, what he said Purim. He said, but the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbear to keep. Now, this ain't Passover, but he added, Purim, even that same soul shall be cut off from amongst his people. That I take that very seriously. So I want to know what's supposed to be there. How Purim get right there? That Yahuwah cut my soul off out if I don't keep the word that you added right there. He added.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. My soul is in jeopardy with this. Because with that feast, Purim, I mean, Yahuwah, I don't remember Yahuwah saying my soul would be cut off for that. I remember saying that with Esther and Mordecai and them, but not what Moses, Yahuwah told Moses to give up in Leviticus. So I know for a fact those feasts right there, my soul can be cut off.
What chapter is that you
read? Now, this is what I'm reading in Numbers chapter 9, verse 13. But instead of Passover, he said Purim. I want to know, I take that seriously. My soul, that's why cleanse my soul, and I need to know.
It means you got to go back to Esther, what we was reading, and it was reading about keeping
what did Yahweh say that? And did Yahweh tell us to keep
as it written.
Okay, as it is written, but did Yahweh say that? Is this a thing that Yahweh said that he gave to Moses and Leviticus? That's all I'm That's it. See, that's the one I'm mainly worried about right there with my soul and my mouth. To say the one we better keep in Leviticus. I understand. But don't play with my soul. Because guess what? I was not planning on coming to that one because I did not tell the plantation about that one. But my Yahweh always come before anything. But I ain't going to let nobody play with my soul. Now, my mouth will say my soul will be cut off. I got to be there. Show me Yahweh told me that. So I can call off on these people's plantation because I don't play about my master's business. Thus said Yahweh, said this. That's what I want to see, and I'm shut. Shut me up, please. Don't mess out my soul, baby. I come all the way out this far just to eat spiritually. That's it. Learn the truth so I can teach my family. I can't be going telling them your dad, you don't observe this. You got to give me clear understanding because I don't want to be leading somebody astray.
Yahweh. All right. We're in the book of Esther. All right, book of Esther, chapter 9. We're in the book of Esther, chapter 9. All right. I'm just going to read down. We'll read, pick it up at verse 10. I'm just going to read down.
Verse 10. Let's get straight to the point. All right. Luke 12, 12. Come on, just start off with that all the time. Let's work it. Luke 12, 12.
Let me get one on the table.
Bring it. All
right.
I got to bring it down.
That's right to the Apocrypha, Esther chapter 10.
Okay,
right
now
there.
But I'm talking about
we'll
how,
see if
did,
I can,
how did that get there past?
I can clear from that, whatever the case may be. Let's look at the book of the Apocrypha, Esther chapter 10. Doing a young quote.
Right on there.
And let's look at verse number 1. Look at that, chapter 10, verse 4.
Yeah, Mordecai.
4, really.
Chapter 10, verse 4.
Oh, that's 4. It's the first verse.
Okay, right, it's 4. Right, now we want to start that 4. Then Mordecai said, Yahweh have done these things.
So Mordecai said, who's done these things?
Yahweh done these things.
Yahweh done these things.
Yes,
chapter 10.
Read the book of Esther in the red book. Chapter 10, pick it up at verse 4. Read verse 4 now.
Verse number 4 over.
Okay.
See what Mordecai
then Mordecai said, Yahweh have done these things.
So Mordecai said, who done these things? Drop down verse number 10. Let's read a little bit.
Therefore have he made two lots.
So who is the he?
Yahweh.
Yahweh, go in.
What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
In the Apocrypha.
Therefore have he made two lots, one for the people of Yahweh and another for all the Gentiles.
So who doing this?
This is Yahweh.
Yahweh's hand, right?
Okay.
Verse number 11, come up.
And win, right. And these two lots came at the hour and time and day of judgment for Yahweh among all nations.
So this is talking about what Yahweh is on, right? Verse number 12, come up.
So Yahweh remembered his people and justified his inheritance.
So the one that's taking care of all this is who?
Yahweh.
Verse 13, what is he saying?
Therefore, those days shall be unto them in the month Adar, the 14th and 15th day of the same month.
Wait.
With an assembly and joy and with gladness before Yahweh, according to the generations forever among his people.
Come down to 11 and read one verse for me. 11, let's see whose hand is on this. 11 verse number 12. 11, 12, let's see whose hand is in this.
11.
Yeah, in the Apocrypha, we're going to look at chapter 11, verse number 12.
Now when Mordecai, who had seen this dream and what Yahweh had determined to do.
So who was the one that did
was
this?
Was awake.
Who Yahweh. Did this?
You said Yahweh.
Yahweh is the dream. One that did this, right?
Okay.
What happened? Go ahead, read it out.
I'm feeling people listen to you and multitasking. Listen to you right. Watching this too.
All right.
And what Yahweh had determined to do was awake.
So the one whose hand was on this thing was who?
Yahweh.
Now go read you, young man.
But he didn't tell me that I my soul. Look, I'm worried about my soul. Now, I'm going by what this man added right there on him with that scripture right there in Passover, which you just correct this brother for something that was said. I don't know what. But I know this brother literally did that added something where it passed away, it said passed away, he put Purim right there and said, which said, my soul shall be cut off if I don't keep Purim the way he read it to me. Now, I see what Yahweh said and say, my soul shall be cut off, because that not should have been added right there where Passover was at, and I don't care what no one said.
Let's pick it up at verse number 10, daughter of Yahweh.
The book of Hosea?
Yes, my brethren.
Yes, indeed. Hosea chapter 10. But keep in mind that Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
He
changed
not.
He changed not, right?
Yes.
Well,
master don't change.
Remember, these feet belong to who?
Master came in heaven.
It's his leg, right?
Yes.
He laid his leg down, right?
Well-born brethren.
So the Hosea chapter 12, verse number 13. Give me verse
chapter
number 10.
Verse 13.
Verse 10. Sorry about that. Yeah, verse 10.
Chapter 12, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10. Verse 10, we read. I have also spoken by the seer, and I have multiplied vision and youth similitudes by the ministry of the seer.
So the way Yahweh operates, he's going to use what type of way? That's going to be similitudes, right?
Okay.
So when a brother took you over here, what was that? The book of, what was that, Numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Was it 9:13? And remember, you always go back to the law. And what he's doing was he's taking you back to the law according to how Yahweh ordained his feast and how he set up his feast and how he looked at his feast day.
Okay.
So what he's doing was he was showing you inside of the scriptures, this is how Yahweh pertains, this is how he looked at his feast days.
Okay.
Because all his feast days are similitudes according to what he set up.
So Passover and Purim is one and the same. I got you.
It's not necessary about the Passover and Purim being the same concept of how Yahweh is going to bring it forth. He's going to bring it forth. He said, once I lay my leg down and I ordain my feet, so you go back into the law. So let's go back into the law and let's see what he says about his feet. We know Passover. We know we read about Passover, but right now, what he got coming up, what the brother was trying to bring forth, Brother Titus, was that the mind frame of Yahweh, not our thoughts, not our ways.
Well, how come
this
mind frame just not coming up this year?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that quick.
That's good.
No, say that again. No,
I said, why is the mind frame just coming up?
Well, maybe it's the time for everything,
yeah, right?
Okay, right? You just bring it forth, right? So
it's
you put it on the table.
Okay, it's okay.
So
I'll
we got to bring it out.
And take
you
away
to
make it sound look good. Right.
No. You bring it on the table.
Right, it's okay, though.
So it's a good thing you brought on the table. We want to make sure we're expounding this thing. Let me see, can I pull it out? Before we go read that, daughter Yahweh, it was something that was said in the book of Acts. And let me see, can I pull it out? Let's pick it up at chapter 17, I wanted to say. I want to say Acts, it's something I'm looking for that was said in the book of Acts by the 12 I'm looking for, 13, 14, 15. Statement or something that was, I think that was, Silas, what's that, his name more perfectly, who was that they told?
About,
18 I'm looking for, let's go to the book of Acts, let's pick it up at chapter, yeah, let's pick it up 18. Lord of Yahweh, this is what we're saying. Let's go to Acts chapter 18, and bear with me, daughter of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to Acts chapter 18. Let's pick it up at verse number 24, please.
Acts chapter 18, verse 24. Verse 24 reads,
mm-hmm.
And a certain Israelite named Apollo.
So this was a certain, he was from the tribe of Yada Judah, right?
Okay.
Because it had Judah,
okay,
and we know that's
a certain
Yada
Judah, a certain Yada Judah named Apollo.
Right. So this we got one of the our fathers named Apollo on the table from the tribe of Yada Judah. Where he was born at?
At Alexandria.
Okay. And what type of man he was?
He was an eloquent man.
Uh huh.
And mighty in scripture.
So he was mighty in the scripture. So he was familiar with the lick, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep reading. Where he came to?
He came to Ephesia.
Thank you. Now let's pick it up at verse 25.
Mm-hmm. This man was instructed in the way of Yahweh.
So he was instructed in the way of Yahweh. So he knew the lick like you're familiar with the lick too. You know what I'm saying? Like
I'm
Apollo.
Learning. I'm just a baby.
No, but you're familiar with the lick though. We ain't going to take nothing away.
Gotcha.
You're familiar with the lick.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we're getting somewhere here. All right, continue to read.
And being fervent in spirit.
Okay, so he's fervent in the spirit of Yahweh, huh?
He spake and taught diligently.
Like you said, you want to go make sure you speak and you teach diligently to your family members and show them
the
way.
Of Yahweh.
The things of Yahweh, huh?
Knowing only the baptism.
See, but this one, he only knew the baptism of who?
John.
All right.
I don't know nothing.
No, but you do know something, man.
No,
come on, put on the test, go, Gloria. Y'all
finish the next one.
Yeah, keep
verse
reading.
26.
We get to your top.
Verse 26, and he began to speak boldly in the temple.
That's right.
Whom when
Aquila
and Priscilla and
Priscilla.
Heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of Yahweh more perfectly.
Right.
Yeah,
so this is what we stand right here to you, daughter Yahweh. Our job is to make sure that we expound on the word of Yahweh more perfectly and bring out the mindset of thus said Yahweh according to this book. See what's going on here?
Yeah, I see what y'all doing.
So it's not that we flipping the scriptures or nothing like that. We want to make sure we stay in the mind frame of Yahweh. Because if we lose the mind frame of Yahweh, we'll go astray. So now we go back, and now let's go back and read the book of Numbers chapter 9, verse 13. All over again, and let's see.
Okay, I'm not going to read that.
Okay. Hey. Brother Titus, bring it out. Put it on the table. And let's help the sisters out so we can expound on this thing more perfectly for daughter Yahweh and for the national audience and for all the sitting on the campus in the class and all everywhere. You feel me? So Yahweh, just bear with us, though, for a second.
Gotcha. I'm listening. Big ears, and I'm going to shut this big mouth.
All right. Let's roll there, Jordan. You ain't said nothing. Yeah. Let's move. Brother Titus, what
are
we looking at? We're back to Numbers chapter 9, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Numbers chapter 9, verse 13.
Okay.
But the man that is clean.
Man that is clean.
Is not in a journey.
Okay. So remember, we dealing with the mind frame of Yahweh. He operate with his feet today. Because he used similitude, and he also said, I don't change. So if you're not in this condition, because this is a feast day that's coming up, and Yahweh, he operated his feast days the way he set it up. So what did he say? If you're not in the journey, and what does he say?
And prepare to keep the feast.
Okay. And prepare to keep the feast. Put the word in that shelf.
Prepare to keep the feast.
What did he say? The feast of what?
It's
that past. What did he say, Mark? Okay, prepare to keep the feast of Passover,
Even that same person should be cut off from among his people.
Now stop. Now, we see Passover there, right?
Right.
But the point we're making is that Yahweh letting you know that I don't change. What I'm telling you is when I set my feast up, because Hilton put on the table that we know this feast of Purim belongs to who?
Yahweh.
This is not the man's feast. You was more than trying to lay the lick down.
Let me ask.
Well, just
pray
for y'all
a little.
You're always going to keep rolling with
y'all
your daughter. Y'all
just pray for me.
Ezekiel 20:12 and 20. Daughter Yahweh.
Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbath, which will be a sign between me and them.
So he gave us his Sabbath. That's including the feast day as well, right?
Okay, yes.
To be a sign between me and them, go ahead.
To be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Yahweh that sanctified them.
Verse number 20, come on.
Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against
verse number 20.
No?
Verse 20.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Verse 20.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I see it.
Uh-huh.
And hallow my Sabbath,
uh-huh.
And there shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So when he says Sabbath, he meaning all his Sabbath days, not just the weekly Sabbath. It's including feast days as well, because you can read that in Leviticus 23. Let's read that.
Everybody just pray for me, please.
Verse number 3.
6 days shall work be done, but the seventh